Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. The wink and the gun
right there. Hey, three country stars and three country stars only on the Forbes list of the 100 highest paid celebrities over the past year. Can I guess?
No, I don't know. I swear.
You just said.
Listen.
You were looking at the list.
No, I was looking at the one with Kylie Jenner. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Promise you.
Forbes, their list of the 100 highest paid celebrities. Total earnings over the past year. Three country acts. They're all males. So.
Oh, really?
There's a narrowed down hint for you.
See, I didn't know that.
See if you can guess.
Garth Brooks.
Well, there you go. There's one. He checks in at number 59.
Kenny Chesney
checks in at number 87. By the way,
yes.
Garth had $45.5 million pulled in over the past year. And Kenny, you mentioned him, $37 million he pulled in. So there's two. One more.
I would have put Taylor Swift up there, but she's technically not country anymore. But
right.
I would assume she's on that list.
She is actually at number 21. Which is good job by you. She pulled in $80 million over the past calendar year. She's only 28 years old.
I would have said maybe Luke Bryan.
Good job, Michelle.
Yay!
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Tell her what she's won. Luke Bryan checked in at number 45. He's the highest ranking country act on the list. $52 million is what he pulled in.
I bet it's that American
calendar
Idol
year.
Deal.
You know what? Didn't think about that,
probably.
But you're right. And, I mean, tours and record sales, that kind of helps a little bit.
Oh, too. Yeah, I'm sure. But I'm sure he got a sweet deal over there.
Not as much as Katy Perry got, I'm sure.
I know. She out of the three, she got the best deal.
She, by the way, is 19 on the list from 1 to 100 on Forbes countdown of the 100 highest paid celebrities. She pulled in $83 million.
Wouldn't it be nice? I just want one of those millions.
Just one of those millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Please, that's all. All right, here we go. The entire list from 1 to 100. You ready? Let's rattle them off. No, that'll take forever. At number 1 is an athlete. That's Floyd Money Mayweather. They give him his nickname for a reason. His earnings at the age of 41 over the past calendar year, $285 million.
Dang.
George Clooney at number 2, then your girl, Kylie Jenner, is at 3. Which she was on some other list, some Forbes female list, right? Of the
America's Women Billionaires.
Wow. She's well on her way.
I think she's $1 million away from being a billionaire.
That's crazy. But who's counting?
I know, right?
Who's counting? Judge Judy Shineland. Of course, we all know Judge Judy there on our televisions. She ranked number 4 on the list. Then Dwayne The Rock Johnson, our future president, maybe in 2024. He's number 5 on the list. He's 46 years old as The Rock.
Dang.
Pulled in $124 million over the past year.
I just want one.
You know, there is hope for us radio folk. Howard Stern is number 13 on the list. I see. $90 million. He's 64 years old. Ellen DeGeneres is number 15. Our buddy, everybody's buddy, LeBron James.
I don't know who that is.
He's number 17 on the list. $85.5 million was what he pulled in over the past year. No wonder why he says...
I'm zero level concern at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you're pulling in $85.5 million...
Right.
Should have zero level concern about anything. Another dude from the NBA, Steph Curry. Oh, sorry.
I don't know him either.
He's number 24 on the list. Seacrest, number 26. Another Kardashian, Kim Kardashian West. She is placed at number 30 on the list. $67 million.
Is Kanye on that list?
I don't know. As I glanced through it, I see Beyonce at 35, Jerry Seinfeld and Kevin Hart at 38 and 39. Already mentioned Luke Bryan at 45. Elton John is at number 57. A couple spots below him, we mentioned Garth Brooks was at 59. Will Smith at number 71. All the royalties from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air still kicking in right there. That's Forbes' list of the 100 highest-paid celebrities. Uncle Drew's there. Kyrie Irving at number 91.
Really?
On the list, yeah.
Huh.
There you have
it. Do you think he deserves that much money?
$36.1 million. His revenue.
Questionable.
There you have it. A few country stars on that list. By the way, speaking of music, country stars, Grammys, all that, the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, they announced that they're coming back to Los Angeles. They were in New York last year. February the 10th. They have the air date and everything else. And after the Super Bowl again, I'm assuming. I don't know when February the 10th, 2019 is, but I'm assuming that's the week after the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is normally the first Sunday in February. Nominations for all the 84 categories will be announced on December the 5th.
84?
Remember a few weeks ago they made news that they expanded some of those major categories.
With more nominees, right?
To have more exclusion, if you will.
My gosh.
Bruno Mars won basically every award last year.
I love me some Bruno Mars. Doesn't he just make you happy?
As if it matter. Bruno Mars, yeah, there are a lot of things in life that make me happy. Bruno Mars may be like number 9 on that list.
Oh, he made it up to the number 10.
Maybe.
In the top 10 at least.
But to you, it sounds like he's a top 3-er.
Maybe top 10.
Hey, we were talking money. Cheddar. Dead presidents.
Oh my God.
Some cheese.
What is wrong with you?
Bacon, if you will. There's now a new richest man in the world. Somebody's taken that platform.
Who is that?
Richest person in modern history. Amazon founder, Jeff Bezos, bumped off Bill Gates as the richest person. Now, Bill Gates now has to take that number 2 title.
Wow.
As the richest person in the world. $150 billion is the net worth for the Amazon Inc. founder, who they just had their Prime Day. And I don't know if his wealth maybe went up maybe another billion after all that. Probably did.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know it, right? Didn't they say once before Bill Gates, I don't know what it would be, do the math, you carry the one, had enough money to give everybody a certain amount on the planet?
Well, holler. Here's my phone number.
Well, listen, it's only, if he gives everybody a certain amount on the planet, it'd only be what, maybe everybody gets $5?
Hey, that's fine. I'll
something like that. Bezos now takes the top spot there.
Jeez.
See, all you have to do to be an entrepreneur, peek ahead into the future just a little bit.
I know. It's so crazy.
He saw what was coming.
Online shopping.
Now he's the sole reason why all your Sears stores and...
I know. Isn't that just so bizarre? Little website.
Your Elder Beerman's and,
I know.
And everything else is shutting down.
Newtown Mall used to be popping, and now it's just like...
Tell me when it was popping.
Back in the 90s.
Wow.
Listen, when I was little and my parents used to drop me off at the mall, that was
you're still little one.
That was so much fun to just walk around, and we'd go to the Buckle. I mean, they used to have a Buckle. Do you remember that store? That used to be there. Gadzooks was down there. We used to go to Farmore and get a bunch of candy and then hit up the movie theater.
Now, I've heard it pronounced two different ways, especially growing up. Did they have an Aeropostale or Aeropostale?
I don't think we ever had that down there, but I could be wrong.
How do you
pronounce it? Aeropostale. Aeropostale?
With the T? Not a silent T?
I don't know. Is it Aeropostale?
That's what
I think I used to say it. I don't know if Newtown ever had that. That one I'm not sure about. Maybe? Aeropostale.
Well, I'm asking you. You're the one who said it was...
I don't remember.
You're the one who said it was poppin'.
It was poppin'.
Now they would say it's lit.
It used to be so much fun to go there as a pre-adolescent or an adolescent, a teeny bopper.
Yeah, the mall was the thing to do, to walk around.
Just hang out and you'd see your friends and hit up the food court.
Go to the food court, get a free sample of the chicken as they're sitting
there. Oh, yeah.
There, right?
They used to have a Taco Bell down at this.
Yeah. Chicken? Yes, sir. Sure.
Oh, you're so terrible.
Walk by again. Chicken? Yeah, I was just here 2 minutes ago. I'll take another. I'll take two this time, actually.
Malls are kind of desolate these days. I mean, even Belden Village isn't that great.
Well, listen, it's kind of transforming.
Right.
Malls are transforming. You see how Belden Village now has all those eateries out front, like with Melton. I don't know what else is out front there. But yeah, times are a changing.
I know. It's not as good as it used to be, man.
Segments are a changing too. Folks have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores here in a moment. Michelle, if I hit weather right now, am I going to have a hotkey error, date violation here?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Will we hear from
Stephanie Allison
here? So. Will we?
Gorgeous conditions in store for the Ohio Valley today.